I'm still relatively young in my career, and while I've done a handful of presentations at conferences by now, I still can't help but get jittery. Sitting here in the front row of the sterile hotel conference room, waiting for my time slot, I can feel the butterflies rising in my gut and my heart pounding. As the moderator finishes up my short bio and invites me to the podium, I have to restrain myself from nervously smoothing my pencil skirt down over my hips. It's a trademark rookie move I've been told numerous times to avoid if I want to earn the respect of the white, male, over 50 crowd that dominates my degree. But once I step behind the podium and brace my hands against the solid wood, I gain the confidence I need to launch into my presentation. That is, of course, until I meet your gaze. 1 minute, I'm explaining my methodology and sweeping my eyes over the crowd. Then the next, I'm almost staring at you. The intense way you're looking at me makes me falter, and I have to pause to recollect my thoughts. I don't think anyone noticed, except you. That cocky smirk tells me you know exactly what happened. I've never seen you at any of the conferences before. I know because I would have remembered someone looking as good as you. And as I carry on with my presentation, I'm distracted with thoughts of you. Are you just staring at me like that because of the content of my work? Or is there a different reason? The butterflies and increased heartbeat return almost immediately, but it's different this time. I can't help but feel like you're undressing me with your eyes, peeling open my shirt button by button. It's unnerving. Miraculously, I manage through the end of my presentation without incident, though I can tell I keep my eyes lingering on yours longer than I should. And I can tell you notice. That smirk hasn't left your lips once, and I swear I saw you wink at me. Are you trying to throw me off? Is this a game of yours that you play with all the women? After a few painful minutes of fielding questions, simultaneously hoping and dreading that you have something to ask, I step down from the podium while the moderator announces a quick 5-minute break before the next presenter. My eyes flash to you instantly, and I smile almost involuntarily, turning to quickly walk out the back. I can't risk being too forward in a professional setting like this, so I can only hope that was enough of an invitation to come find me. But first, I need to calm myself down. How is it possible for me to have gotten this worked up over some eye contact and a sly grin? There's just something absolutely intoxicating about you. I quickly duck out of the conference hall, rushing to beat the crowds to the single occupancy ladies' room. What kind of a hotel only has single bathrooms near a conference room? Thankfully, I reach the door first. I just need to collect my thoughts, straighten myself out, get it together. I've only been in here for a moment when there's an insistent knock on the door. And as soon as I turn the deadbolt, the handle gives beneath me and the door is pushed open. And to my surprise, you push yourself in bodily. I've barely have time to let out a surprised exclamation before you've got the door closed and locked behind you. I know I should be scared, angry, something, anything other than excited. But that is all I feel as you push me forcefully back against the wall and pin me there with the entire length of your body. I try to say something, but before I can, your lips are on mine. And then I part my mouth readily for your tongue, cursing my weakness as I reflexively respond to your touch. My hands graze up your forearms and biceps to your shoulders, moving to the back of your head and pulling you closer into me. I can feel you smile against my lips as your hands explore down the curve of my waist, over my hips, and around to my ass, grabbing handfuls of my pencil skirt and yanking it up. My response is instant. It's almost impulsive. I lift one leg and hook it up over your hip, pulling you in against me. And I can feel you are already hard against the inside of my thigh. I grind my hips against you, asking without words, and break my lips from yours, dragging them down over your jaw into your neck. I can taste your soap and a little bit of sweat as I kiss and bite your skin, but I want more. I need more. One of my hands slides down between our bodies and quickly works your belt open. I can hear your breath catch in anticipation as my fingers quickly move to the button on your trousers. Your fingers digging into the skin of my thigh feel so good, and they spur me to move faster as I get the fly of your pants open. And I hurriedly push your trousers and boxers down, just far enough to reveal your throbbing. Pause just a moment to slide my fingers gently along your shaft, exploring your length. I can already feel a bit of pre-cum, but even before I can fully wrap my hand around you, you slide one of your own hands between us and impatiently shove mine out of the way. And in one seamless motion, you've pushed my panties to the side. And guided the head of your cock into me. I gasp, unprepared. Your hand flies up from between us and clamps down over my mouth, tilting my head back and exposing my neck to you, which you greedily lower your mouth to. My hands clutch to your shoulders and back as you thrust up into me roughly. There's nothing slow or gentle about your movements. We just don't have the time. I moan into your hand as the force nearly lifts me off the bathroom floor, pushing my hips out, only to have you slam them back against the wall with each thrust. I twist my fingers up into the hair on the back of your head as your teeth close around my sensitive skin. Oh, the speed of your thrusts increasing and overwhelming me. If you weren't bracing me against the wall, I'm sure I wouldn't be able to stand under the onslaught of you. Your cock pushes deeper inside me each time, and it's filling me up like I've never quite felt before. I can feel your labored breathing as you release my neck, and every inch of me is on fire with you. Voices trickle in from out in the hall and mix with my muffled moans against your hand, but I've forgotten about anything outside of this small room. All I can think about, is how good your body feels pressed against mine, and how amazing you feel deep inside of me. I have no idea how long we're like this, hushed, ravenous for each other. But suddenly I can feel every muscle in your body tense as you push up inside me one last time. Your groan as you orgasm reverberates through me, and I moan in response as I feel your cum shoot deep inside of me. I clench around you, wanting to milk every last drop from your cock, not wanting it to end. Your hand leaves my mouth as you brace yourself against the wall, against me, and your lips find mine. I close my eyes and sink into the kiss, exhausted and completely overwhelmed. But just as suddenly as it started, I feel you push away from me and break the kiss, breathing raggedly. It's only after you slipped out the door and left me panting here against the wall that I realize we never exchanged a single word. I know the curve of your cock and the roughness of your hands, but I don't know your name. I know the beautiful groan you let escape as you came deep inside me, but I don't actually know what your voice sounds like. And oddly, I don't mind. Our experience was perfectly brief and lovely in its anonymity. I have to take a few moments to straighten my skirt out. And sure, it isn't obvious what just happened, but I can hear the droning conversations from the hall outside subsiding, and I know I need to get back to the room. Immediately as I step back in, my eyes fly to your seat, but you're not there. A stranger, one of the faceless white middle-aged men, is in your place, and you're nowhere to be found. As I rush to make it back to my seat at the front of the conference room before the moderator introduces the next speaker, I can't help but scan the room for you. Although your face is seared vividly into my mind, I don't see you anywhere. Finally, I give up on finding you and take my seat to settle in for the next presentation. I resign myself to the knowledge that from here on out, this conference will be mundane. If it weren't for the feel of your warm, sticky cum seeping through my panties and onto my thigh, I might not believe it had even happened.